It was not the Queen of Hearts.
Which is the name of this song.
It was Deuce of Clubs. Was the low card played? It was a game the Pioneers played to the area where you both get a card. Whoever has the low one, show low. Deuce of Clubs. That was the determining factor of how one settler got show low over the other. If you answered Deuce of Clubs, you were correct, and we will pull a winner at that at random and send you off to the ASU basketball game on February 24th. We do have Coyote tickets for the 10 o'clock hour, but now we have the cost versus value report. That's funny. One of the first stories we covered together when I joined you, 17, 18 years ago.
They've been doing it for a long time.
And they get more regionalized, it seems like, every year. When the first one was just a kind of a East Coast, Central, and West Coast, they've got it broken down a lot better. And it never had a Phoenix-Tucson breakout before. And, the 2030 cost versus value, wouldn't surprise me to see Prescott and Flagstaff and Sholo on there, Yuma.
You know, if you're considering a remodel, this would be a great report for you to go on the internet and download this file. It's the Remodeling 2019 Cost Versus Value Report. You can find it at www.costvsvalue.com. Costvsvalue.com. And they take 22 projects and break it down by region. They actually, Phoenix is big enough metroplex that they actually have a category just for Phoenix. And then Phoenix falls within the mountain region. And then they'll take a look at how we compare nationally. And when you look at the 22 different projects, the one project that returns the most on your investment, they go to contractors and they say, for this job, how much does it cost to do in your neighborhood? And then they go to appraisers and realtors and say, if this job were done on a home that were being listed for sale in the next 12 months, what would you project the return to be? So a bathroom addition that falls in the mid-range, the job cost is about $45,000. For Phoenix, nationally, it's $47,000. And you could expect to recoup about 60% of that, or a little less than $30,000. So you have to make the decision, is it worth $10,000 for my subjective enjoyment of this remodel, knowing I won't get my money back? Now, the one project the return is the highest is replacing your overhead garage door. 97% return on investment. So if you're in the Northeast Valley and you've got a remodeling project, give us a ring at Rosie on the House. And we've got remodelers all across the state. Wherever you are, find them at rosieonthehouse.com.